Introduction to Dancing with Goddess. So, the goddess has entered your life. This is a wondrous event and will be such a magical adventure for you. Sometimes it seems she arrives in baffling ways or at the most inopportune times, and yet, in retrospect, I can tell you the timing is perfect. Everything fell in place for me at the age of 45, after a lifetime of searching and exploring, absorbing a little of this and a little of that, until finally, with all that I knew, finally, I embraced Goddess. I'm not sure one believes in Goddess, at least not as I view her. It comes down to actually knowing her. I come from a very scientific perspective, always trying to blend what is fact and what is understood, sensed, or known from my own experience. And so for me, Goddess is a metaphor I have adopted as my own, a label of how I attempt to embrace what is sacred. I have always viewed the entire web of life as sacred, but never really connected to the idea that I was a part of that web, or even understood my role within it until I allowed Goddess to enter me. While being a logical thinking woman, I was also a spiritual one, standing in awe of creation and the world around me. By embracing my personal concept of the sacred as Goddess, her stories became my stories and helped me in defining myself. Her faces are reflections of my own. My walk with Goddess is self-defined by my own relationship with the universe. Personally, I don't need labels, as they have a tendency to box us in, and I know that I'm constantly evolving, but sometimes I need to use them, in hopes that others will understand something of who I am. For the purpose of defining myself to others, I call myself Dianic, because I honor one source and call her Goddess. I call myself Witch, because I have claimed my power, and I accept responsibility for crafting my own life experience. I call myself a feminist because I am part of the solution to end sexism, sexist exploitation, and oppression. This book is not just about Goddess. One can embrace a spiritual path based on a feminine divine and not practice magic or define themselves as witch. That said, this book is about witchcraft that revolves around Goddess at the center of its practice. My own practice is my own particular mix of modern feminine witchcraft blended with a somewhat traditional path structured around the Ogham teachings. Combining the two has given me a freedom of creativity that is contained within a vessel of ancient wisdom. I have been working with women, priestessing to their needs for over 20 years. Occasionally, a woman comes to me wishing to be of service to others, looking for a guide on her path as priestess. Working with these women has provided hope and beauty to my life, for through the years I have gained much from sharing in their dedication and singleness of purpose. I am most grateful to those women for being such inspirations for me. What I hope this book will be is a tool to help you craft a relationship with Goddess and all that she is, as well as a means to develop your own personal magical path. There are many ways to get there. My way is not the only way. It is my hope that in your reading here will help you grow closer to defining your own view of Goddess and your place in the universe. Your dance with her began a long, long time ago. She lives in your memories and is now awakening you to the rhythms of her dance. May you enjoy this grand adventure.